We'll just sit.
Yes, sit here and adjust the camera. So you sit at the end then too?
Yeah.
I adjusted the camera.
Yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. So we welcome you all to the Mercy Hour, and is praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We're going to be praying for many special intentions. So we spent a good hour talking about the very important topic in our ordination forum. It was on judgment. So I'd like to pray for all those who are dying now. All those who will be dying, say, within the next 24 hours until we meet next. That those who are dying, that they would open up their hearts to God's mercy and they will be saved. So that's my intention. Annette, do you have an intention?
Father, I'd like to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. And also that we would all prepare for our judgment, make an earnest resolution to make preparations for our judgment by being faithful to our holy hour, our examine prayer, and making use of the sacraments.
Mary, do you have an intention?
My intention is for the holy souls in purgatory in November, and to ask the holy souls in purgatory to pray for all of us to run the good race and to be ready when our Lord calls us to be received by Him. And I'd also like to pray for all of us in our Facebook family that we would all be faithful to praying a rosary every day, and just for even the purpose of asking our Mother not only to bless us and our families, but to help us prepare for heaven, and that ask her to show us how to prepare, to inspire us how to prepare.
Eric, do you have an intention?
Yes, my intention is for all of those that are sick, and that that those that are sick, that that they will be able to use their illness and their suffering and unite that to the suffering of Christ, so that we'll be bring them closer and closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the salvation of their souls and the souls of others.
Let's spend about 20 seconds in silence so that you can offer your own intention. Chaplet of Divine Mercy, in the name of the Father, and the Son. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell the third day, rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God. Father Almighty, from there we shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the
body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son,
Our Lord Jesus Christ, and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer
you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
Sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer
you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One. Holy Immortal One. Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God. Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God. Holy Mighty One. Holy Immortal One.
Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you. Today we will be reading from St. Faustina's diary, section 115. When a soul has come out of these tribulations, it is deeply humble. Its purity of soul is great. It knows better without need of reflecting, as it were, what it ought to do at a given moment, and what to do to forbear. It feels like the lightest touch of grace, and is very faithful to God. It recognizes God from afar and continuously rejoices in Him. It discovers God very quickly in other souls and in its environment in general. The soul has been purified by God Himself. God, as pure spirit, introduces the soul to a life which is purely spiritual. God Himself has first prepared and purified the soul. That is, He has made it capable of close commitment with Himself, a close communion with Himself. The soul in a state of loving repose, communes spiritually with the Lord. It speaks to God without the need of expressing itself through the senses. God fills it with his light.
So basically two ideas. One is that to arrive at a deeper union with God, it's almost as if we have to be metal is purified by the furnace of trial and tribulation. We all have to have these trials and tribulations so that we can be purified and refined so that we're more and more open to God's grace. So we become more humble as a result of that and more docile to God. And then once we go through that process of purification, then we're more attentive to God's inspirations. The inspirations might be in our mind or there may be a movement of the heart. So I think we shouldn't be discouraged. We have to go through the fire of tribulation, because God is allowing that to bring greater good out of it and to help us to become holy as he himself is holy. The book of Hebrews says our God is a devouring fire. Our God is a devouring fire. He wants to burn out of us all that's not pleasing to him. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Through the intercession of Mary, most holy, may God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.